This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Show episode number 34. I am your host. Thank you for joining me this Wednesday evening. I started off there with a song by Patrician Ann, who I played last week. That was the B-side to the single that I found. That song was called What About Me? So I didn't get to do too much digging this week. I only walked over to my closest thrift stores, and I did pick up a couple records, and here's one of them. This group is from Poland. The English name of the group is Red Guitars. That's the translation. And the Polish is Czerwone Gitare.
Oh, first. She looks at you once in a daze. What's wrong is all right. And I love her. God knows I love her. She gets the kind of a turn at the drop of her nail. And all the things that she does just beyond just the same. And I love her. God knows I love her. She gets the love. She gets the love. Kentucky woman. The good Lord told me so. A gentle touch. That one girl in life is sweet and good. There ain't no doubt. Talking about woman. She gets the love. She gets the love. Kentucky woman.
There was a cover of Deep Purple's Kentucky Woman, and it's attributed to King's Road, and this is one of those budget collection hits of the day LPs put out by Pickwick, and it looks like there were a few LPs attributed to King's Road. I'll have to keep an eye out. But yeah, I really like the guitar tone on that, and it's pretty nice that they kept the organ solo. All right, and before that, I played a band called Tyrolean Tape 4 with their song called Red Guitar. That came out in the early 2000s. Tyrolean Tape 4 is one of the bands of Momoko Yoshino, and she had a band called Sunnychar that I played a few shows back. So yeah, really great garage rock song there. And I started off the set with some early rock and roll from Poland, 1967, sounding a little bit Beatles there. They kindly provided an English translation of the title, Before the First Ball. And again, that was Cervone Guitare, Red Guitar in English, with that song there. Hope you enjoyed that stuff. All right, so I'd like to play another one of those French-Canadian songs from that collection of hits LP that I played a couple songs from last week. This is Les Mercies. inspired a couple of 90s era indie rock songs for you there. So that was a band called Tiara with a song called It's a Message, talking about Morse code in there, so I thought I would play it. And Tiara, one of the main members, I think the guy in vocals, also had a solo project called Metronome, also in the 90s. And I don't have a lot of that stuff. I'd like to find more. Did a bunch of cassette releases back in the late 90s there. And before that, I played a song by Swirlies with the French radio intro. That song was called In Harmony, Her Newfound Freedom. And that was from their 1995 LP called They Spent Their Wild Youthful Days in the Glittering World of the Salons. Amazing LP, one of my favorites. Was happy to break that one out. And speaking of French stuff, I played Les Mercy, their cover of the Beatles with a little help from my friends. In French, they call it Soldat des Bois. I thought that was pretty interesting. And again, I found that on the French-Canadian Hits Collection. I played a couple tracks from last week. All right, and just about the Swirlies there, I remember the first time I heard them, which was in the mid-90s, on a radio program called Nightlines, which was a weekend program on the CBC, and it was broadcast nationally. And on this one particular episode that I heard, they had a guest DJ, a young lady from, I think, Calgary, Alberta, if I remember correctly. And she played a Swirly song, and I just remember being riveted and heading out to my local record store and picking that up right away. And they've been one of my favorites ever since. So thanks to that mystery girl in Calgary way back when. All right, so I have another one of the records from Ghana. I picked up a few records from Ghana last week, so I'd like to play another one for you. Here's Pat Thomas.
Some movies on our bus. We can serve a side with severance. After all food we prepare ourselves is more appetizing than what someone else. Oh,
right, some art school electro there from David Van Tiegman. 1984 it was recorded. These Things Happen is the name of the song. It's also the name of the LP. I picked that up because the cover was pretty interesting, and he thanked Laurie Anderson on the back of the jacket there. And it turns out he worked with Laurie Anderson, Brian Eno, David Burns, lots of favorite people there. And he also was one of the performers on the 1978 recording of Steve Reich's Music for 18 Musicians. So that's some pretty cool pedigree, I think. Before that, I played a reggae track. That was Mighty Diamond and Beanie Man's dub version of a song called Have Mercy. And I think that came out in the early 90s. And I started off the set there with a song by Pat Thomas and his band, a song called Revolution. And this came out on a 1980 LP called Wednesday at the Tiptoe. And it looks like this was a recreation of one of their live shows at this Tiptoe Club that was recorded a few years after its heyday. And yeah, sounds pretty 80s there with the keyboards and excessive phaser everywhere. Anyways, that was that. So I have some data coming up for you soon, but I would like to play a song by a group called Sketch Show. quite a bit of surface noise on that record. I think the clear vinyl sleeve that record came in chemically reacted, and that's what that surface noise was. Sorry about that. That was Sketch Show with a song called Plankton from a 2005 EP, and I think that song was also on an LP that came out in 2003. So I'd like to do some shout-outs before I do the data. So let me start with Twitter. DRMNA.info, hello to you. Also hello to Mitch, Lucky Lou, Zach, Kilo Charlie 237, Kawasaki AA Hachiyon Ni, Al, and Walter in Masset, British Columbia, who sent along his decode from episode 33. I guess he recorded the show and went back and decoded it, but pretty great signal all the way out there in BC, and good to hear from you. Let's see, over on email, I heard from Brian in Cranbrook, BC, another British Columbia listener, and he got a good copy on 5850. Fred in Virginia sending along his decode, a rough copy on 5850, but it improved throughout the show. And nothing on 9395. Gary in Indiana sending along his decode and very kind comments. Thank you, Gary. Yilan in Mexico listening via SDR. Hello to you. Nick and Anna in Kansas. They caught the show on 5850. And Anna pointed out that the Disco Circus slow remix that I played last week sounds a lot like Ratatat's Cream on Chrome, and I checked it out, and I agree. And they were going to give decoding the image and text a try tonight, so good luck with that, guys. Hello to Zach in Alabama. I think he sent along his decode. Yes, he did. Thank you very much. And also Steve in Peachtree, Georgia sent along his decode. And I think both of those guys took the time to fix the glitch in the image last week. So there was a glitch in the image, and it was my fault. I went back and checked the file that I sent out, and indeed it did have the glitch, so my apologies. I think I was multitasking a bit too much when I was recording the image data coming down there. So my apologies there. I won't multitask this week. All right, and also, it's been a long time, I should say. Doug listened for quite a while. So, yeah, I heard from Doug in Atlanta. It'd been a long time. He caught the show on 5850, and looks like his schedule will allow him to catch the shows again. So welcome back, Doug. Good to hear from you. And finally on email, I heard from Leonardo all the way down in Los Andes, Merida, Venezuela. And this was a surprise. Not only that reception report all the way from down there, but he caught the show on 5010 kilohertz, also coming from WRMI very kindly. So thank you very much, everyone there. He caught the show on his Sony ICF SW35 with a 6 meter long wire attached to it. So that's amazing. He was also wondering if I was a pirate show. I take that as a compliment. Thank you very much. I really love pirate radio, but I'm not a pirate show. Like I said, I'm getting help from WRMI, the fine folks there. So this is an official shortwave broadcast. And he thought I mentioned hfunderground.com, which is a forum targeting pirate radio catches. So please, if you're interested in pirate radio, please go check out that website. It's really great. I check it a lot myself. But I wasn't talking about HF Underground last week. I was talking about hfzone.org. So thank you very much, Leonardo, for your reception report. You're the first reception report from South America. I really appreciate it. And speaking of hfzone.org, that's a Discord chat group where people are hanging out and talking about shortwave. So hello to everyone there. Frigid, Daz, Master Player 30, Mitch, and everyone else listening to shortwave, and hopefully this show. Finally, over on Reddit, I've been neglecting Reddit for quite a while, so I'd like to say hi to a few people going back a few weeks. Tone Generator, Borozu, 3IO, Analog Solutions, N6LPO, Lent 30, Zabadius, Slim Tidy, and everyone else there over on the Reddit Shortwave subreddit. Hello to all of you, and thanks for listening in. And thanks for commenting on Reddit there. I appreciate it. Okay, I think that's just about it for shoutouts. Yep. Yeah, thanks everyone for writing in. I would love to get your emails. This is a music show at gmail.com. One more time. This is a music show at gmail.com. And I'm also on Twitter. This is a music show with no W. All right, here's some data. MFSK 64, text and image. Bing. Alright, that was this week's image and text. Please send your results or your reception reports or whatever. This is a music show at gmail.com. And you can post your results over on Twitter as well. Just tag me. This is a music show with no W on the end. Alright, I have one last song to go out with. Over on Reddit again, a user named AR499. Posted a link to this song, and I'll take any excuse to play a song by Kraftwerk. So this song is called Radioland from their 1975 LP called Radioactivity. And I think anyone listening to this show or to my voice should check out this album. It's a really great one. Kind of dark, but really interesting nonetheless for anyone interested in shortwave. Okay, this was a music show, episode number 35. I am your host. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you'll be back next week. Good night.
Thank you.